Grubclaw ruffled his feathers airily.
Who is telling this? You or us? We know what we saw, but we can keep it to ourselves if you start making fun of us.
The other Ooks silenced the interrupter.
Why, he saw a shadow in the moonlight,
Ragwing continued.
Well, at first we thought it was a shadow, but when we looked closer, it was an earth crawler.
Grubclaw nodded solemnly.
A ghost mouse, all in armour. It seemed to appear from nowhere. It was carrying a long sword, and it had no face. It moved like a feather in the breeze. I think it was floating, don't you, Ratwing?
Yes, definitely floated. And another thing, it carried the long sword as if it weighed nothing. It must have had great spirit strength. The cold lights burned from its eyes like fire in ice.
I thought you said it had no face. How could it have burning eyes?
Will you shut your beak and listen? The white moonlight shining on it, yes. It made the face that this ghost didn't have look like two burning eyes. We saw it, I swear on my egg and nest. Isn't that right, mate?
True. It seemed to know we were watching it because it turned to face us. We perched there ready to attack if the ghost mouse tried anything.
Did it try anything, I mean?
Did it? Well, it pointed with this great sharp sword and said, death to all who stay in the Red House.
Aye, that's the very words it said. But the voice, it was like thunder over mountains. I wonder you lot didn't hear it.
We were sleeping, so what did you do?
I'll tell you what we did. We shook our claws at it and said, you come any closer, ghost, and you'll have us to deal with. Stop there while we go and bring General Ironbeak, our chief.
Grubclaw embroidered.
We backed off, ready to give a good fight if it came floating up to the galleries. Ironbeak and Menges came out. Menges were shaking like a fledgling whose mother has left it.
Ragwing added.
What did Ironbeak do?
Him? He flew about a bit and could not find the ghost. So he said he didn't believe us and flew off to get some sleep.
Where did the ghost mouse go to?
I don't know. To the place where other ghost mice go, I suppose.
You mean there might be others?
I'm not saying anything. But I wouldn't be surprised at all. The big door was open wide. Ironbeak couldn't deny that.
The conversation carried on, getting more horrific with each imagined detail, until some of Ironbeak's fighters decided that conquering the Redstone House was not such a good idea.
Didn't you see Menges today? He was badly knocked about.
Do you think the ghost had something to do with it?
Ambrose Spike threw a careless pawful of hot root into the simmering water shrimp soup. John Church Mouse glared at the hedgehog over the top of his steamed-up glasses.
Ambrose, the recipe says half a spoon of hot root. Why didn't you measure it?
The old hedgehog bustled John to one side.
Don't tell me how to make shrimp and hot root soup. I learned my recipe from otters. A pawful, that's what you need. Let's see if that roast leaf and cowslip custard is ready.
Don't you dare touch my custard, you rough-poured cellar-keeper. It'll be ruined if you open that oven too soon. Come away!
Ambrose could not get past John to open the oven. He snorted and began furiously kneading nuts into a batch of honeysuckle scones. John tugged his whiskers in despair.
Honeysuckle scones have a delicate flavour all of their own. Sister Agnes's recipe calls for beechnuts, but you've put acorns and hazelnuts in. Where did those beechnuts I shelled go to?
Ambrose wrinkled his snout and kneaded faster.
Those. I ate them. There was only a few. I'm very partial to a beechnut now
John clapped a paw to his brow.
You didn't wash your paws! The whole batch will taste of heart root!
Ambrose grinned wickedly.
What? Ginger them up a bit. Give them more blackberry wine to drink and they won't notice the difference. Come on, Quill Pusher, get those onions peeled.
John flung down his oven cloth.
Peel them yourself, barrel minder!